Afghan leaders in the eastern region of Nangarhar have managed to do what has been so hard in Afghanistan. They formed a coalition government, and the new anti-Taliban governor has a record of moderation, another rarity in Afghanistan. But political bargaining continues behind the walls of the governor's palace. NPR's Anne Garrels has this report from the regional capital, Jalalabad.
Inside the governor's mansion, commanders are meeting with the region's new leaders to divide up the remaining positions and power. Outside, there are so many armed men it's impossible to tell who's controlling whom. Clusters of fighters sit on their haunches amid the cypresses and palms. Others are sprawled with their weapons in the surrounding lawns. They flooded into town when the Taliban melted away. Hundreds of turbaned petitioners also exchange news and rumors. Everyone wants a job. Jalalabad is an example for the rest of Afghanistan. If the Northern Alliance cannot reach a power-sharing agreement with armed factions from the ethnic Pashtun majority here, many people feel it will not succeed elsewhere. Over the weekend, an assembly of local leaders chose Haji Abdul Qadir to be governor. He comes from a respected Afghan family who fought the Soviets and then the Taliban. Qadir is a rare member of the educated elite still living in Afghanistan. His first move was to grant key positions to two main rivals. And negotiations continue. 28-year-old Aman Khan tries to keep control outside the governor's mansion. He's a former businessman who fled to the north of Afghanistan 5 years ago to work with Haji Qadir to overthrow the Taliban.
There's a lot of commanders and there's a lot of groups, so we can't count now. And everybody is trying to get a good job for themselves. It's a main cause. Everybody likes a good job and a good seat.
Parvez is a guard for one of the commanders inside. He's still covered in dirt from the journey from the mountains to Jalalabad. His boss has an army of 160 men who all want jobs. Their fate depends on these negotiations. Sitting in the shade of a pine tree, 24-year-old Ahmed Zarif wonders if he will get his old job back. He was a minor bureaucrat under the Taliban. Zarif refuses to discuss politics, merely saying he's ready to work for any government. So far, he's only been assured he will not be punished. Aman Khan repeats the governor's order that ordinary Taliban supporters will not be persecuted.
The Ajkadir said to them today they should come and join us without any problem and without anything. They said that they are free in Afghanistan. They are also the citizen of Afghanistan, and they have also the rights that live in Afghanistan.
So far, there's been no bloodshed, but several vacant UN offices have been occupied, looted, and vandalized by anti-Taliban militiamen. Most damage has been done by followers of Hazrat Ali, the new chief of security. His 5,000 armed men are sleeping in the empty UN compounds and airport. 29-year-old Mohammed Qasim saw this crowd outside the governor's palace and came to find out what was going on. An unemployed teacher, he too is desperate for a job. Looking around, he said he's also worried about all the armed groups. He hopes the bitter experience of the past will not be repeated, referring to factional bloodshed that erupted again and again before the Taliban seized power over most of Afghanistan in 1996. While he disliked the Taliban's religious repression, he says he felt safe during their rule. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Jalalabad.